Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and thank you for listening to Talk of Our Towns, which you'll be listening to for the next, 27 minutes or something. And today we're doing a special pledge drive edition for those of you who've been listening to us throughout this last several day period. You know that we're doing that. We're also going to have some fun, tell some interesting stories, and hopefully you'll be inspired and you'll learn some odd things today, perhaps. In the studio with me, I have Joanne Rideout. She's our general manager here at Coast Community Radio. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, good morning, Donna.
And we don't know what's going to happen today, and that's part of the beauty of Free Range Radio. We also have Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and he's going to be part of this as well. So the three of us are going to hopefully create a rollicking good time for all of you as we also do really good things for our community. Before I begin the program, I want to say happy birthday to my daughter. My daughter, Lulu Quinn, is 27 today.
Happy birthday, Lulu.
And as one of your gifts, sweetheart, if you're listening to this, I think she is. She likes to listen to KMUN in the mornings. I am renewing your membership here at KMUN. That's one of your gifts.
Yay.
And that's a great idea if you want to celebrate something for someone. And, you know, we all have way too much stuff. You can give them a gift of if someone is new, they've just moved into the community, which I have given gifts to my neighbors and joined them as members, because that really helps us be able to get grants, right, Joanne? Mm-hmm. That helps us if we have more members.
The more people on our rolls, the better.
Think of a birthday gift, an anniversary gift, and join someone you care about. Join for them. Give them a membership. Today, also on the program, we have a challenge grant. We have a show goal, which is higher than the challenge grant, but we do have a $100 challenge grant from the spa at Cannery Pier Hotel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And the spa at Cannery Pier Hotel has the authentic Finnish sauna, the mineral therapy hot tub, and facials, and mud wraps, and Dead Sea mud wraps or something.
It's a great place.
Yeah, and massages. And
oasis.
It's an oasis of health and wellness. And so thank you, Spa at Cannery Pier Hotel. So we need to meet that challenge grant of $100 during this program. And a little sweet thing to help you, if you would like to do that, is you may call in, and for an individual membership, just for this program, Lisa Clement of Clemente's has donated two $25 gift certificates. So if we get two individual memberships, that will help us make our challenge grant from the Spa at Cannery Pier Hotel. And you will receive a $25 gift certificate at a fourth generation fishing family, delicious, amazing, local, organic, sourced, you know, incredible ethics at Clemente's.
And a beautiful place, beautiful restaurant.
Yes, beautiful food. So there are some motivations. Please give us a call during the program. And Joanne, I think you have a few things you'd like to say before we start talking about some of the silly, fun things that are not, it's not going to be a whole program about Pledge Drive, I promise.
Well, just a little bit about, first of all, since Donna asked you to call, let's tell you how to call. 503-325-0010 if you're local. If you want to call toll-free, 800-518-0010. And you can go online at coastradio.org from anywhere in the wide world and pledge that way if you're listening somewhere other than in our calling area. Well, I'm the station manager here, and so I'm kind of the head cat herder and all-around den mother and figuring out how the heck to pay the bills person. And that's what this pledge drive is about. It's about paying the bills here, and it's about community, it's about family, it's about 30 years on the air, and it's about how we make it work here, and we make it work together. You know, there isn't a thing that I do here that isn't supported by someone else who helps make it happen for me, and it's all like that. And this place runs on volunteer power. You know, Donna is a volunteer. We'll talk about a little bit later about this, but she pours incredible energy into this show to make it happen every week. And that is the kind of energy that makes this place work. So what's your role in this as a listener? Maybe you don't have time to volunteer. It's not your thing, but you listen. Well, this is your time to step up and be part of that radio family. For a donation at any level that works for you, you can be part of what we do. We've certainly heard, I mean, we laugh about saying that radio sounds better when you're a member. But it really is a great thing to be part of something like this. We're very real here. We make mistakes. you know, but we have conversations on the air, and that's what this show is all about, a conversation that you wouldn't hear anywhere else.
This is an oasis of mm-hmm. reality. I mean, in a world in which everything is canned and generic, I often refer to Astoria as being like the Velveteen Rabbit. It's shabby. And in some ways, and shabby chic, actually, but it's real. It's been loved so much over these years, and this radio station is real, and that's why you never know what you're going to hear when you tune in. You really don't, and that surprise and wonder is what we need in the world, mm-hmm. and that's what you get when you tune in to KMUN. I never know what I'm going to hear.
And the sense of being able to depend upon one another. I mean, we certainly do that here. And when things start to hit the fan outside of here, you can depend on us to do our best to help you find out information about emergencies. We've reunited a lot of people with their lost pets. At one point, we had half of Astoria looking for a dog that was ultimately found that started with announcements on our station and spread out into the community. So that synergy is part of what we do, and it's part of sort of the charm of this place is that everybody does help out, everybody does care, and I probably have said this every pledge drive, but a joke around here is that if you take any 20 people in Astoria and put them in a room, half of them have been programmers on KMUN because people rotate through here. People come and go, they stay. Some people have been volunteering since the place started 30 years ago. We have people who were on the air for the first words. Liam Dunn was the first person to say anything on the radio. You know, Jim Hill has been here since, who's on Sundays, has been here since the very beginning. So people tend to come into this station and stay and rotate through and volunteer
wherever
here and
you
there.
Are, wherever you are, there's a place for you here.
Yeah. So it's unique, and it's something that you can be part of. So this is your chance to step up and join the fun, which is, it is fun.
We have lots of different ways you can join. There's a budget senior student membership for $25, the individual membership for $50, and if you call in during this program and you become an individual member, then you can get a $25 gift certificate to Clemente's. The family membership for $75, our KMUN long sleeve t-shirt. Then, of course, there's a super supporter at $120 where you can get a mug and a t-shirt. We also have a lot of other things. I also love My Day. My Day, on the day of your choice, you can make 8 announcements. So and that's only $20 a month. And so if you have a business or a charity you want to promote, or if you want to honor someone who has, you know, left your life in some way, or then you can do that. And of course, we have business memberships for $100. Terry Wilson wants to say something too.
Well, all 3 lines are lit.
I hope that means people are calling in.
If you're getting a busy signal, one line is open. Go ahead and call.
Okay,
now.
Please call. We might still have those.
And let's tell them how to call.
Gift certificates. So, phone numbers, Joanne.
503-325-0010. 800-518-0010. Go online at coastradio.org and pledge online. It's really easy.
That's right.
Or you can come here to 1445 Exchange Street in Astoria,
coffee
Oregon.
Coffee time.
We'll give you some coffee. Right. We'll give you a snack. We'll give you a hug. And we'll take your check.
That's right. And
or credit card.
One of the things that we were going to talk about on this program, because we want to talk about, of course, that we're pledge drive and why Coast Community Radio and KMUN are so important here, and all the classical music, everything, is we talked about this idea of being real. And so one of my favorite things that I like to talk about when, and many of you would know this term, but others perhaps not, is this concept of wabi-sabi. Wabi-sabi, W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I. I think it's 2 words, and there might be, I always put a little hyphen, wabi-sabi. That is a concept, it's from Japan, and it means perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect. And that's really, I think about that a lot in my life, because we have these standards in the world of perfection that really doesn't exist. We are humans, we are flawed, and we have to love ourselves, you know, with all of these, you know, parts of ourselves. And so wabi-sabi, that's what this station is, that's what this town is, that's what we all are, wabi-sabi, perfectly imperfect or imperfectly perfect. So that's one of the things I like to think about. And I also think that this station and this community have sisu. What is sisu? If you're a Finn, you know what sisu is. S-I-S-U. Sisu means guts or intestinal fortitude in the Finnish language. And of course, we have so many Finns here who came to fish, and you can still hear Finnish spoken at any time in this
and
area.
And run a bakery.
And finished bakeries, you bet. And so that the concept of wabi-sabi and sisu, that's, I think, we if we embrace that, Joanne, not only are we at that at the station and in the community, but as human beings.
Right. Well, it's kind of that survivor mentality that you see. And maybe it's part of it is the weather here that, you know, half the year we're wearing rain gear and it's raining sideways. And you got to be a certain kind of person to thrive in that environment. And you see people here who are just like, yeah, whatever, you know, and we'll just deal with it. And that's kind of that's how KMUN has survived for 30 years. I mean, right. You know, as a nonprofit, you know, if you're out there listening and you have a nonprofit in your life, you know, nonprofits are always teetering on the edge of catastrophe in one way or another, you know, and we're no different that way. You know, we are always just making it and pulling it together with your help. And so we are also survivors like that. You know, we are hardy and you know, resilient.
Hardy. And in my family, we used to say, and I want to honor my sister, Linda Ann Quinn Foster Bowen Webb, who just recently graduated in April. She preferred that term to died. She graduated in April. She lived here for about 8 years. And she and the family, we used to talk about how there's no givety-uppity in the Quinn family. And she had that no givety-uppity even to the end. Mm. And that's also what I think that Sisu is kind of, and that the station is. We have no givety-uppity here.
Yeah.
You know, we continue on. However, we need you to help us continue on with the no givety-uppity. So we need you to be part of this family.
503-325-0010 or 1-800-518-0010.
And you're listening to KMUN 91.9 Coast Community Radio.
Right. And, you know, I just want to say a little bit about Donna's show, because she can't really say this about herself. But as the station manager, you know, this show is a really great show. It is it's like a conduit from the community into the station and back out to you. I meet people all the time who'll say, I have this program, in the community. I have this interesting thing I'm doing. And you know, and I'll say, well, you know, the best place for you to be on the air is on Donna Quinn's show on Talk of Our Towns. So here, Donna, you know, and Donna is a volunteer. You know, she's also a former board member here. She's poured tremendous energy into the station and continues to. And if you've never done a radio show once a week, where every week you have to figure out who's going to be your guest, interview them, figure out what you're going to ask them, sit down with this person, connect with them, and get them on the air talking and feeling comfortable on the air. It's a tremendous thing. I've done it, but I've never done it to the extent that Donna does.
Not
every
only
week.
That, but she's booked a guest, and we go on at 9:30. And at 9:29, there's nobody here.
Right, that happens sometimes.
What do I
do? Or the
do
phone
that?
Patch doesn't work. I mean, you know, and so
happen.
Donna's she is a master at, you know, at resilience. Mm. I mean, there's no guest. What do? Well, we figure out something, and we fill the half an hour in an interesting way. And so, you know, I watch Donna do this every week for years, and she does a great job. And what she's doing is bringing you the community. And so it's a tremendous thing, and it's a really valuable show, and thank you for all that you do.
Thank you so much, Joanne. And I am so open to ideas for all of you, those of you listening. If you have an idea for this program, please call the station and say, I would love to see or hear this on Talk of Our Towns, because it is wide-ranging. We can do all kinds of topics on this program, and we want to not only reflect community, help create community, and be there in interesting ways for you. So please let me know if you have thoughts and ideas. And Terry, do you have something to say?
Well, we want to thank Lee in Astoria. Kathleen didn't write down whether it was renewal or a new, but thank you, Lee in Astoria.
Thank you, Lee.
Also, Larkin, you know where he's from.
Green Angel Gardens.
Green Angel Gardens.
Yay,
in Long Beach,
thank
Washington.
Thank you, Larkin.
That's right. Thank you.
He ponied up some money, I assume.
All right.
That's
and
so nice.
Those two Clemente's gift certificates have now been taken.
They have they've been given homes. That's great.
They have good homes. However, we have all kinds of other things to offer as well.
We
and
do.
Helen is sitting right out there, and she can talk to you about other restaurants, other opportunities. I know that the Spot Cannery Pier Hotel, which has donated the challenge grant for today's program, and we still have to make more. Our show goes beyond that. They donated, I think, a couple's massage for this, and also there's an overnight stay at the Cannery Pier Hotel. I'm not sure if those
That's
are gone
great.
Or if they're still available. I don't know.
And we
yet.
Also have our great long sleeve shirts, which I wore one yesterday, and people kept saying, "That's a really nice shirt," because it is really beautiful. We've had requests for long sleeve shirts because usually it's just too darn cold around here to not have a long sleeve shirt on.
That's right.
For most
of
the year,
we didn't get any hats.
I know, Terry. down, Terry.
Wants hats.
Sit. Terry wants hats. Just to let everyone know, we'll probably have hats at some point. But this is a really nice, fairly light long sleeve T-shirt that you could kind of layer with. But yet, it's a beautiful shirt, I can say, because I wore one yesterday.
And Terry's going to talk to us about a mysterious whistle in just a moment.
Oh,
but
yes.
Before that, because since I said it, I want to just read something, because one of the things I think about a lot in my life, Joanne, and I know you do too, and all of us, and it's just endemic in the culture today, is we're so darn busy. We're so busy. We are too busy. And somehow that is prized. If people think it's great if you're too busy. However,
yeah, in our culture, it is.
Yeah, it is. However, I found this wonderful quote, and I'm so sorry because I don't know who said it. It was in my computer. I was looking for, you know, I like to collect wise sayings or something, you know. And so I found this. I don't know who to attribute this to, but the concept is great. So here it is. Excuse me. Idleness is not just a vacation, an indulgence, or a vice. It is as indispensable to the brain as vitamin D is to the body. And deprived of it, we suffer a mental affliction as disfiguring as rickets. The space and quiet that idleness provides is a necessary condition for standing back from life and seeing it whole, for making unexpected connections and waiting for the wild summer lightning strikes of inspiration. It is, paradoxically, necessary to getting any work done.
Wow.
Isn't that a great...
Well, major overhaul on... you have to sit...
All right, we are now encouraging all of you to be idle.
Dead air.
Right
now. Idle. A little dead air is not a bad thing. To be idle... Idle after you've made the phone call, of course, and become a member.
Yeah, right. After you do that. idleness until then,
right.
Darn
after
it.
You made an action step, then please allow for some idle time.
We're good.
Okay. Now, Terry, you are, you don't look like Sherlock Holmes, but I think there's a little Sherlock Holmes kind of a thing going on with you today.
I have to get you a pipe.
What is that? Yeah, a pipe would be good.
Meerschaum.
So, Terry, what is this mysterious whistle you'd like to talk about?
Well, let me go back in time a little bit. I can't remember when, maybe 7 years ago. All of a sudden, people were calling up and saying, I hear a whistle on your signal. And, of course, whoever took the call gave it to me, and I don't hear it. Well, it turned out that there was a small malfunction in our transmitter up on the top of Megler Mountain that caused a whistle, but was intermittent. Finally, one day, and we used to joke about it on the air, it became our mysterious whistle. We used to, you know, the program was, we talked about it, we were open about it. Finally, I heard it. And so I called the factory, and I described this, and the man back there says, oh, I know what that is. And he shipped me out some parts, and Carlton Bear, who was helping me at that time, he and I went up there, and we shut down the station for 2 hours, and we soldered in about 19 components, and it went away. Well, we're getting reports now. We've got a whistle. And it's such a high frequency that I can't hear it. A lot of women can hear it. Ray can hear it, but I can't hear it. But it's intermittent. And until I can hear it, until it's on continuously, I can't repair it.
Wow, interesting.
It's always those intermittent things that are the challenges.
Yeah.
So this gives you an idea of the kind of just detective work and troubleshooting it takes to keep a radio station on the air. You know, Terry is really, you know, Terry has made, let's just say, many, many forays in all sorts of weather up to that Megler Mountain. You know, we'll call him up and go, Terry, and he'll go, okay, I'm leaving, going to Megler. And he has done, I mean, Terry's on our staff, but let's just be honest, he probably makes about a penny an hour with what we have him doing. But he runs out there, he's a tremendous resource, and he has fixed more darn things by listening and putting his head on one side and thinking, going, well, I think this is it. And so we're always sorting through things that are, because something's always bipping out here, you know, all of a sudden, oh my God, that doesn't work. And we kind of duct tape it back together and keep going. And so that's kind of how we operate here. I mean, the money that you give to us during Pledge Drive, it doesn't go for jacuzzis or vacations.
It goes for duct tape?
Sometimes, yeah.
And
sometimes it goes
wire.
For duct tape and bailing
and
wire,
bailing
but
wire. Okay.
But it goes for, it really goes right back into the station and right back out to you. So you're essentially investing in yourself when you become
That's
a
right.
member
Absolutely.
In what you get.
It's
a good, for
life.
Instance, was our turntable
yes.
about a month ago. We've got these very, when they bought them 23 years ago, very expensive turntables. All
yeah,
of a sudden,
professional turntables.
One of them quit working. And so what do we do? Well, first we had to find out who could repair this antique. we found a place in Portland, and so we took it out and took it up there. And what's important about a turntable? Well, we've got programmers who play nothing but vinyl records. Wayne Downing, for instance.
Yeah.
He plays nothing but vinyl.
A lot of vinyl. And, you know, and some of the vintage recordings that he finds are only on vinyl. And there are other people who, you know, just want to do vinyl. And so we have that option here. And there were people practically weeping because that turntable wasn't working because it really interrupted what they were trying to do. And so, you know, certainly a lot of radio stations now are totally digital. Everything is digital computer files. We still use CDs, and you could still come in here and play a LP on our turntables.
Or a cassette.
Or a cassette, and that's pretty rare. So
you know what? We have not met our show goal. I think we met our challenge grant. Thank you so much to Larkin and Lee. However, we still need a couple. We need some more memberships, please. We need either renewals or other memberships.
So give us a call now. Let's say those phone numbers again. 503-325-0010, 800-518-0010 is toll free, of course, and online at coastradio.org. It's really important that you call us. You know, we're chatting and joking around a very serious subject, which is the station being able to make enough money to stay on the air. You represent about a third of our budget as members. We get federal funding, we get grant funding, but your piece is a very important piece, and without it, we really couldn't be here. So at whatever level is comfortable for you, we have great gifts we want to give to you to thank you for your contribution. But make a pledge now. If you're not a member, become one. If you're already a member and you need to renew, please renew. If you've already are a member and you've already donated and something we've said has touched you, give us a call and give us a few more dollars. Every dollar counts and every
That's
call
right.
counts.
And, you know, again, you can do it in someone's honor. For many years, purchased a membership as a gift for my friend Donald Wright, who lived here and who also graduated
last year.
And was a programmer here. And so one of the things when Don left, I thought so much about the things he said. And so I wrote up some Don Wright-isms to ponder. And so now I want to just say a few things that he said. He was a no-nonsense kind of guy.
He was.
He was an iconic character. And really, iconoclast is you know, the right word for him. And he affected a lot of people. And here are some of the things he said, which I think are great. He said pretty just straightforwardly, like, guilt sucks, forget it. Well, okay, that's good. Okay. Fear sucks, get rid of it. Belief sucks, think for yourself. Use your senses to experience the world. Don't worry about what other people think of you. Give children blank pieces of paper to draw on, not coloring books. Spend time just observing nature without doing anything. And that goes back to that idleness we talked about, right? So being idle in nature is obviously wonderful for you. We are not separate from nature. We are nature. However, many of us don't spend enough time outside. Adventures matter more than stuff. Compassion is where it's at. Be compassionate. And I think those are really wonderful things to think about in our daily lives.
Well, you know, I think, and that is one of the things that this station does. It sort of prods us to think. You have a lot of opportunities to think about stuff listening to the station, whether it's music that you've never heard before, that somebody just came up with, a musician and song that you went, wow, I would never have heard that if I hadn't listened to the station, or a guest that you bring on who just says something that starts the wheels turning in our heads. I mean, this station is all about just thinking in different directions and creativity in different directions.
Yes.
I mean, you know, what we all do here as volunteers, it's a tremendous creative outlet for all of us.
You know what Hafiz said? Hafiz, the Sufi poet, said, change rooms in your mind for a day. So you can learn things here you would never, ever hear before. I'm going to just toss out something and say, if you're interested, find out about epigenetics. That's EPI, which means above, like the epidermis, above genetics. Bruce Lipton is a scientist. He's a cell biologist researcher. And epigenetics is something that I would love all of you to look at. It's something that's important to me because I'm realizing, you know, we're not our genetics. There are things we can do. Anyway, there are all kinds of exciting things you can learn on this station because you never know what people are going to say.
Yeah, and you really don't.
Myself,
and
I never
sometimes,
know.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hilarious sometimes what we say on the station, but we're very real, you know, as Donna said before. I mean, we are the real deal.
Right.
And something worth supporting. And if you, you know, if you are listening to us for the first time, as some people are, if you're listening to us a lot, and you're one of those 9 out of 10 people statistically that is never given yet, what a great day. It's a beautiful day out there. It's a great day to become a member of Community Radio. So I'm going to say the phone numbers one more time. I know this phone number like I know my Social Security number, 503-325-0010. 800-518-0010. Go online at coastradio.org and pledge. Come on down to 1445 Exchange Street in Astoria, Oregon, and pay us a visit. However you do it, please become a member. We want you as part of our family, and we need your support. We wouldn't be on here doing this for, you know, we do this a couple times a year, and it's a very worthwhile thing and very important
just
to us.
Just like paying your water utility bill. Yeah. And Bob from Seaside, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Yay. I think if we have one more phone call, just one more.
I think that would
more,
probably do it. We got a couple more minutes.
We would make our show goal. And in doing that, not only you give a gift to us and we give a gift back to you. It's a wonderful exchange of positive energy. And
yeah.
That's what we need in this world. We need to have places where people can feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves, which is a positive, uplifting experience. And really, I think that that's one of the resources we provide here. Terry Wilson, you have something to
say? Well, as the person controlling this program, I got all the switches from
me. He does.
We're going to go a little bit
if we irritate Terry, we're
gone.
I've
got two things I want to say about this station.
Okay.
We have new programmers or old programmers that make a mistake. You know, and they get all flustered, especially the new ones. Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And I have one thing I say. Did anybody die? No. Well, don't worry about it. That tells you what this station is like.
Okay. Yeah, Terry's always a voice of reason when we start hyperventilating, because we do occasionally.
The other thing is, I lovingly call this station Tinker Toy Radio. Think about Tinker Toys, you old people. Older people.
Hey, watch it there,
you know,
bud.
you can make all sorts of things with Tinker Toys. And we just kind of glue things together and just keep on going.
And what a success. 30 years. Happy birthday.
I know.
Yeah.
30 years on the air.
Yeah,
I think it's just so cool that a lot of the people who've been, who are on, we have a number of people, not a lot, but a core of people who have been here since day one.
Yeah,
and they're still here.
Longevity.
And
that's
they still
what
love
need.
It. And they're still, so what
a
commitment. You know, what an incredible commitment.
One last little quote that I love that I would like to say, which I just learned actually from Bruce Lipton. And this is a Rumi quote, which I had never heard before. Yesterday, I was clever and I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise. And I am changing myself.
Wow. That's
Isn't
good.
That wonderful?
With that being said, I'm going to throw in a legal ID because Malone says I have to. You're listening to KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM and live streaming on the web at coastradio.org.
And here we were being so profound.
Yes. Now, go ahead.
Were.
No, that's all right. I know we have to kind of wrap this up now, but the phone's ringing. I hope it's someone to give us that
yes.
other call that we need. But thank you so much, all of you who listen, all of you who are part of this great adventure we call KMUN Coast
yeah.
Community Radio. Thank you for being part of this because you make the difference and you make it happen.
Give us a call and become part of the insanity.
Oh, wow. That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah,
the silliness, the fun,
it is fun.
The real. I want to thank you so much, all of you who listen. Thank you, those of you who called in today. Thank you, Lisa Clemente's, for your wonderful donation of delicious food. And also to the Spot Cannery Pier Hotel, thank you so much for supporting this program, this station. Terry Wilson, again, our engineer extraordinaire, Joanne Rideout for being here today, local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. And a very quick sign-off, until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath with gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focus on those good things. That'll expand them. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. It's all we can do, the best we can. And for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.